Don't wait for the film. Enjoy this soundtrack now. Page Branch Audio Theater presents a preview of A Cowboy Christmas, An American Tale, 1876, by Tom Van Dyke. Narration performed by Jonathan Minks. Immerse yourself in an audio journey when life was raw and unforgiving, when cowboys burned themselves like candles for experiences worth living. As the storyteller's passionate voice swells around you, this rich, engaging soundscape awakens your senses, drawing you into an epic tale of a fearless young man as he encounters the spirit of the West, where the wild and mystical intertwine, igniting your imagination with vivid scenes of discovery, action, and adventure in an untamed, majestic frontier, bigger and more beautiful than any dream. Columbus discovered America in 1492. Horses arrived in 1519. Cattle arrived in 1521. Then there were cowboys. Get ready for the ride of your life.
After the circus ride I had just experienced, the trail to Santa Fe was a breeze. Storm was quite a horse. Crouched low on his back, I imagined the riders of the Pony Express. Storm leaped to a gallop. With the Mustang's powerful strides, his nostrils flared and the musical beat of long, loping hooves pounded out a rhythm on the skin of the earth. Blazing across the open range, I had plenty to be thankful for. My thoughts wandered over the moments I had encountered crisscrossing the far west, searching for Jenny. I had experienced the majestic beauty of a land far more beautiful and bigger than any dream. And to be a part, even a small part, of something so grand humbles you in its presence and embraces your spirit. Wild and free, I was alive. And what appeared to have happened in a heartbeat, I had experienced the love and sorrow and profound moments with lasting memories. The thrill of it all, blowing in the wind, dancing with pain, sparks and fuses, the laughter of Indians, and the stories of the caballeros, the ways of the vaqueros. For the frontier wisdom and passion of cowboys, generous with their lives, riding wild horses I depended on in thrashing storms, pards I had trailed and shared chuck with for the last time. Being there was Christmas, a gift. I was alive and thankful for the motion of the moon and stars, for the warmth and glory of sunrise, and the smell of mesquite campfires and morning coffee when the sun first blinks. And every day for the drama light plays in the skies, on the mountains, canyons, rivers, and ranges, golden sunsets. Sonny was right about cowboying. I had found my way, and when I am over and laid under, I'll be ready to cross over now that I have ridden in paradise. Galloping full out, riding in harmony on this free spirit across the plains, I looked up at the red-tailed hawks riding the thermals in the clear blue sky high above me, glancing at my shadow with my arms stretched out like wings. I felt the wild rush. I was flying. Aboard this powerful horse, standing in the stirrups, raised off the saddle, leaning into the wind, I crowed, "I am a cowboy! Gloria a Dios!"
If you've enjoyed this audio theater preview, place your order now to experience the full soundtrack of the audiobook. 5 hours of captivating storytelling. You can also purchase the ebook, paperback, or hardcover edition of this best-selling novel, personally autographed by the author. For particulars, please visit acowboychristmas.com.